Planet X, Nibiru, Megaquakes, Nuclear War, Martial Law, New World Order, FEMA Camps, Guillotines, Aliens, UFOs, Fallen Angels, Anunnaki. Their Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So it's early in the morning here, let me just say early-ish, about 7:43 a.m., praise God. if I'm clearing my throat a lot, it's because, I don't know, hopefully it's not anything coming on. I'll have to take a little bit of, silver solution, I suppose, to just fend off whatever. Or it just might be because I have a weepy feeling inside. It's just a combination of things. Things are going normal. If there is a such thing as normal for those of us who have been blessed with waking up to all the stuff that's going on and the darkness that really exists all around us, regardless of what some people think or what allegiances they have formed. Now, all that being said, once again, I'll remind everybody, I think it's my duty, that we are not from here. We are not staying here. We are on assignment. I won't recite bunches of Bible verses to back it, but I will repeat the three that I normally do, which is Philippians 3:20, and that is, our citizenship is in heaven. Colossians 3:3, give or take. Keep your mind stayed on things above and not on things of this world. That's hard to do in this day, right? Harder than ever, I think. And then, of course, James 4:4, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that being friends with the earth is being at enmity, hatred with God? That's a horrible thought to even think about. And yes, when we see horrible things happening from horrible people, just remember always, please, in Jesus' name, that God uses some of the worst, most horrible people, turns them around, saves their souls, and they become some of the best Christians that the world has ever seen. So no matter what you know about what's going on over in Israel, what you know about what's going on over in the Ukraine, whatever allegiances that you might have in your heart, we must work together in the name of Jesus to get rid of those allegiances and keep our allegiances focused on our true love, which is Jesus. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So let's open this up with a little bit of a prayer, because this is completely unplanned on my part. I just got out of prayer not too long ago. And, you know, when you're looking for end times news, you see a lot of stuff. And it's not good. And so that, for people like me that are empaths, I'm not just an HSP, I'm actually a bit of an empath, which is true. All I have to do is see a photograph of the devastation that's taking place. In particular, around about Israel and stuff. And it's a back and forth, it's a tit for tat. We know a lot of stuff. What we don't know is we don't understand how many Christian churches were destroyed in Gaza, and I'm talking about real Christian church. Now, I'm not saying they're perfect. I'm not at all. Not at all. Then, of course, you have a similar thing going on now in Lebanon, where it's a tit-for-tat, Hezbollah strikes. I'm not saying that the strikes are ineffectual. They appear to be pretty effectual and pretty bad. And now, you know, it's very easy for us to just neutralize our thoughts, recognizing that, you know, essentially the Trump administration is definitely not clean. I could sit here and mention names and events and things that they voted for and what they've, the many times. It's just, once again, if you really want to understand these things, the best thing to do is to go and get a copy of the, or don't buy it. Just watch it. If you have Netflix, it's on Netflix. It's free. If you have, well, Netflix isn't exactly free, but you know what I mean. If you have Netflix, then you'll be able to watch the documentary entitled The Family. That's the name of it. And what you have to recognize while you're watching it is it's the world's, I'm giving you the short version, super short, ultra short version, which I think is it suffices. And that is that in The Family, if you really know your Bible, if you don't, you could be trapped. And I'll just let you know that the Antichrist, Obama, was also part of the family. Now, I haven't yet seen evidence of Trump yet, but I suspect he is clearly part of the family. And I, like I've pointed out, the reptilian eye for me was the final death knell for any benefit of the doubt that I had for what's happening in the United States administration right now. Now, also, we have to remember that not everybody is cut from the same cookie cutter. Not everybody is aware of all the things that are going on. Even though Marjorie Taylor Greene says some amazing things, and Matt Gaetz says amazing things, and a lot of these, you know, the problem that we are always going to be challenged by is, regardless, it does not matter who we are evaluating, what group, what nationality, what, whether it's the people in Congress, what, whoever. You're going to have good. You're going to have marginally good. You're going to have downright evil. You're going to have people that are being blackmailed. You're going to have bad stuff going on everywhere. So there's always an intermingling, even in the churches, of really good and not so really good. And then, of course, there are those who are limited in their understanding. And they choose to believe what they want to believe. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. Right, kids? Okay. So at least somebody agrees with me out there. So anyway, praise God. I just felt led to talk to you this morning. I think the rest of my day may become relatively busy because I went ahead and placed my Thanksgiving order for foods and vegetables and things like that. And I also bought some of those special vegetable bags that supposedly keep them fresher longer and all that kind of stuff, so I don't have to worry about going back out again later. But it looks like I was able to get everything. It wasn't horribly. It was about 20, I would say about, well, I guess it's pretty horrible when you think about it, 20% to 25% more expensive than it was in prior years. I cook the same things and I need the same ingredients every single year. So pretty much, you know, praise God. Sometimes I throw a little twist in. All right. So all that being said, you know, I thought that I would go ahead and get with you and let's go ahead and start out with a prayer. And yes, it was asked of me, will I do a prayer vigil? And there are so many things I'm still chiseling my way through. I've gotten over a lot of the big ones. So now at least when people click, you know, they enter their email on tribulationnow.com. In both of the little boxes, the little bitty box underneath and then the big box with the logo. Because that way you'll get the notifications from the web. You should get the notifications from the website. And if you're not, when I post something on the website, if you're not getting a notification of that and you've put your email address in the little box that's beneath the big logo, because there's two places. You need to let me know, please, in the name of Jesus, John, J Baptist. My name is John. jbaptist777@gmail.com. Don't be shy. And everybody else out there that are regular listeners and new listeners that have emailed me, God bless you. You are all in my prayers. I consider us to be one in Christ and an ecclesia. Now, that doesn't mean that we're all at the same place of our understanding of things. And there will, especially to the newest people, be things that I talk about, especially having to do with the cosmology of our Heavenly Father and the universes and the interdimensions and the fallen angels versus other alien beings, which there are trillions of life forms, as Loren Peterson puts it, a smorgasbord of life forms. And these things, I think, are some of the most exciting things that we have to embrace and to learn about. You can read the book by Zen Garcia, Sons of God, Who Are We and Why Are We Here? And also his other book, Angel Fall, Skyfall, Angels of Destiny. There are many other books. However, I will leave it to those two for now and move forward. Praise God. So anyway, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for peace to enter into the hearts of all of us. Because those of us who are truly awake to the hidden Masonic symbols and signs that come from people who are supposed to be godly but aren't. Not really. And the deception that has permeated churchianity. Father, we just pray for them that little by little, you know their hearts. You know who have good hearts and who you can touch and we can touch in our prayers to bring around. Although it is a challenging place to reside. Because once you realize that the darkness is it's just literally everywhere. Turn to the left, turn to the right, any direction you look, it is there. And once you have woken up to that point in your walk, it's very difficult sometimes to get the tears out of your eyes. So, Father, more than anything, we're asking you to give us peace, the peace which passes all understanding through Christ Jesus. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare a holy fire, a thorny hedge of protection, and a whirlwind of the Holy Spirit to encapsulate and to completely surround us, our homes, the homes of our loved ones, and warrior angels to stand guard out front. In the name of Jesus, we decree that any entity of the darkness, worker of Satan, live or dead human spirit, member of a witch coven, any type of demon in the name of Jesus Christ, that would attempt to set their wills against us or any of our loved ones in the name of Jesus, we declare the holy fire of God to shoot down from the glory pillar in the throne room and strike them in the name of Jesus in the horrific agony and scatter the darkness in all directions. In Jesus' name, we cancel all demonic assignments, all demonic contracts. We cancel all fiery darts that would be levied against us, any earthly or spiritual weapons wiped out in the name of Jesus. And we stand upon this. We thank you, Father God. And in Jesus' name, we command that storm, Sarah, to disintegrate in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. All right, I stand on the faith. I don't always get everything I ask for, but I stand on it, and I believe. But as Charles Spurgeon said, I'm pulling it up. And as Charles Spurgeon had said, it says, yet, when we ask in faith, nothing doubting, if we receive not the precise thing that we have asked for, we shall receive an equivalent, and more than an equivalent. As one remarks, he says, if the Lord does not pay in silver, he will pay in gold. If he does not pay in gold, he will pay in diamonds. If he does not give you precisely what you ask for, he will give you that which is tantamount to it. Praise God. All right. So, Father, we just thank you for your peace, and we pray in the name of Jesus that the people that are in the war-torn parts of the world right now, which we know will spread out, and include more nations, tribes, and tongues. Father, we just ask you, without regard to who's who, without understanding the seriousness of what Paul said in Galatians 3:28, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, man nor woman, slave nor free, but we are all one in Christ. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray and we ask you in Jesus' name to part the spiritual realm as the Red Sea and allow safe passage for heaven's angels, heaven's power, and heaven's resources to move freely into the lives of the people, Father God, that are lost across this world, the hurting, the downtrodden, the dejected, the people who are just simply unbelievers, who have never talked to anybody who could explain the things that need to be explained in churchianity but are not. Father, we pray that you will forgive those who follow folks that they should not follow. And just, Father, blot out our transgressions, blot out our iniquity. Forgive us of our sins, Father God, for they are ever before us, and in sin our mothers conceived us. Wash us with your hyssop and make us whiter than snow. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray, Father, please cleanse and totally purify our heart, our mind, our soul, our spirit, and our flesh, our record-keeping books in heaven and our robe and gown in heaven, and our tongues, with your precious blood, Lord Jesus, and your holy fire. And Father, we also hold up your word. Mark, oh no, this is the wrong one. Praise Jesus. I don't want to butcher it, so I'm going to. All right. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we lift up to you the very words that you said, Lord Jesus, to us. In Matthew 18:19. If two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we hold up Luke 12:36, for we know that we are, beyond any shadow of a doubt, the fig tree generation. And it's not just the fig tree, it's the whole forest now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will count us each worthy, as unworthy as we are. Count us worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus, at the wedding supper. We pray this earnestly from the bottom of our heart in Jesus' name. Forgive us for the torment that we feel that we're going through, and help us to understand that there are places in the world that are far more devastated than we are, and to try to hang in there. And Father, in the name of Jesus, anybody who suffers chronic pain, in Jesus' name, I plead your blood into their body to merge with every cell in their body, in the name of Jesus, to take away the pain. In Jesus' name, we command it. Get out in Jesus' name. Pain, leave. You are of the devil. Get out. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and amen. Glory be to God. Praise God. So anyway, on that note, let's go ahead and head into, well, I don't know, the news. And there isn't that anything is so like, wow, that's amazing. But I'll try to focus on only I know folks are out there watching too, and you should be. So I'm going to try to focus on the things that call something out to me that stands out from the underlying signal and noise ratio associated with the lying news. And it's all lies. All of it's lies. I'm not going to name names, but it's everywhere. Anyway, praise God. Father, help us to have peace, to be able and to recognize the good in our lives, even though we've gone through traumas and difficult times, and maybe we're not done going through them. We don't know. But we just pray in Jesus' name that you will give us strength. Set our faces, our eyes like flint. Strong. Father, in the name of Jesus, through your power, in Jesus' name. All right, on that note, let's move forward.
and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong. What?
It's not normal.
This is me starving.
Game over.
I praise Jesus. All right, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Here we go. All right, so anyway, there is a report, and again, I don't think there's any sources of information out there that we can fully trust, and we're going to make Tribulation Now, we're going to make mistakes. Tribulation Now is just one guy that gets help from Sister Vera and Sister Mary Lee and other believers that are listeners of the program that send me things. I could sit here and name it like Lisa Grant. She sends me stuff sometimes. You know, I get things from Scott Storitz. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. It's all over the place. So anyway, we are indeed, and even though that this is just a short podcast, we are indeed an electronic ecclesia, a gathering of believers, and we're at a place in our walk, certainly, where while we may enjoy listening to certain teachers and preachers and sources and following certain websites of people that we followed for more than, you know, decades in some cases, nothing wrong with that. But if you want to come to the place that talks about aliens, demons, Nephilim, time travel, God, and all those other things, the stuff that's intermingled with the Apocrypha, which 14 books of which were removed from the 1611 King James. And that's just touching it. The Jubilees is specifically mentioned, explicitly written right into our Holy Bible, the 66-book canon. And it calls out Jubilees, which has been identified as apocryphal, which is absolutely baloney. So we know that there's a ton of other, the Testament of Reuben. I could go on. There's literally dozens of them. And the Egyptian Coptic texts have tons and tons of apocrypha. Praise God. Now, what I don't have is the time that Zen Garcia was blessed with to actually sit down, read them, take notes, and do radio shows on them. So when you do a radio show on a particular book of the Apocrypha, what happens is it embeds it into your heart, and then you remember which book it was of the dozens that you read that from. So one of my challenges is, you know, I've had people ask me, well, will you please resurrect, you know, older shows and put those up on your website? Well, there's a lot of technology involved that I'm not going to get into. But basically, I have to convert MP4s, which are exceedingly large, can never go up on the website, to MP3s, and then I have to compress them and have to see whether or not the website will accept them. Because in some cases, I just simply get an error message and it says no. Therefore, I do recommend that if there are, you know, are shows that are still up on Blog Talk Radio, that you just go ahead and set yourself up a, something like iTunes or whatever. Or Beyond Pod. It's just called Beyond Now. And download it. But if you use a cell phone, you have to watch out because it'll eat up all your memory and then your cell phone won't work. It will not work. So if you're limited to a mobile device, that's not for you. You'll just run out of space. But I will do some experimentation and see if it's possible. I did spend quite a bit of time. And I'm sorry that I have an upset stomach right now, but I do. I'm going to deal with it. Praise God. All right. So anyway, so I'm going to see what I can do. But you know what? I've got lots and lots of requests. They're all technology heavy, which means that we're not talking about 5 minutes of my time. We're talking about a whole Saturday afternoon. And then oftentimes, nothing but sadness. I get errors thrown up all the time from my website. And for reasons that I don't even understand, I spend time, hours in some cases, with GoDaddy. This is all I have left of my free time after my job. So anyway, it's very limited. So praise God that I'm able to do at least these flexible little 15-minute, or I'm sorry, one-hour chunks of podcast information for you, because it could have been worse. I could have been sent to a place like Rumble that's going to be bought out. The word's already in. They're going to be bought out eventually by somebody to kill them. They want to take them out. The censorship industrial complex has not stopped. Donald Trump has not stopped all the evil things that are going to happen. And I've already posted a lot of information, and there's tons of it out there, that indicate that things might not go exactly as most in churchianity believe. In fact, I don't believe it. Now, could it happen? Yes. Could it be another 2016 dynamic? Yes, it could. Could it seem in our hearts that it's a devastating blow to the imminence of our departure for the barley harvest? I don't think so. It can look like that, yes, and we can get sad about it, and in some cases that's a selfish sadness, but it's a selfish sadness that I intimately feel. I empathize with anybody who's in a crummy situation, has gone through some horrible things in their lives, and they've served the Lord, they've done good, and we're still stuck here. So we got to remember the words of Charles Spurgeon. We just have to understand that God, he knows where he wants to bring us. Psalm, 139 verse 16, Ephesians 2:10, the scripture in Jeremiah, I think it's chapter 11. I'm not sure, but anyway, where he says, "I know the thoughts that I think about you, not thoughts of evil, but thoughts of good, to bring you to an expected end." What is that expected end? Well, when we look out in the Spitzer Space Telescope or any one of the incredible space telescopes that are out there, and we see the hugeness and the beauty of the nebulas and all of God's creation, that's the kingdom of God, the realm of the eternal creator, our Father, El Elyon, the God of gods, Yahweh El, and our Lord Jesus, who are one with our Father. Praise God. This is awesome. So we're just putting up with what we have to put up for now, and we have to learn. It's hard. We have to beseech our Father in prayer on our knees to teach us, to shower down upon us a special anointing, to not take personally the things that we see around us, because we are literally living in Psalm 91 right now. But a lot of people don't realize that, and they just think Psalm 91 is a gimme. It's not a gimme. It's not afforded to all Christians. It's only given as a gift by our Heavenly Father to those of us who dwell in the secret place of the Most High. That means we are constantly examining our hearts, and I do mean constantly. We are constantly examining our hearts for 1 Corinthians 11, verse 28, 31, and 32. And when we know that we have something in our heart that's not good, you know, we wish evil. We wish somebody would be killed or whatever the case is. Look, vengeance is God's, saith the Lord. It's not our job. Our job is to be saints of light and love, the love of Jesus, to be separated in holiness away from all of the things of the earth. And be patient. And it's hard. Believe me. Whatever it is you're going through, I'm right there with you. If you had any, I could name names. Brother K has a whole family, 4 kids, a wife, down and out for, like a year or more. We're talking about hospitalized near death for a very long time. He's hurting real bad. I know other people that had caught diseases that had destroyed parts of their lives that they had hoped for. They've been praying fervently to have changes take place in the life that they're living right now. They're not seeing the answer coming quite as quickly as they feel it ought, and I don't blame them. I know what it's like, because when you're in misery, you don't want to be in that misery anymore. I wish I had an answer for all of us. I really do. And to those of us who are in a place where we have some companionship, where we can discuss and pass back and forth the dynamics that are associated with the lives that we're living now in today, where we see the evil that's taking place from Hezbollah, Hamas, Iran. But then we recognize, because God has given us a sweet wisdom, and also in Israel, God has given us a sweet, and the Ukraine and Russia and the fact that it's going to grow and it's going to get worse and we know it's heading our way. Doesn't matter. Take the whole Trumpianity thing out of it. It's irrelevant. I'm not going to sit here and itemize every single person. I played the audio clip on the last program from Redacted. There's a lot in play right now. I really don't think the Antichrist, I really don't think the forces of darkness, Darth Vader, the WEF, the ESG, the central bank digital currencies. One lady even remarked that if Trump tries to take out the Fed, it's only going to get replaced with another version of central bank digital currencies. So I'm not going to get into all that. I just don't want to, for anybody out there who's looking, watching, probing, digging, you're already aware of most of these things. If you have an allegiance towards somebody or a group of people on this earth, oh, but the Bible says this. Well, keep in mind that Jesus changed all the rules. And yes, a lot of the Old Testament does trickle through to the New. But whenever Jesus overrode them with statements through his apostle Paul or any of the apostles in any of the books in the New Testament, the Brit Hakot, can't do the Hebrew thing, Hadashah. So anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, a lot of people embrace scriptures that have been retired, essentially. They're important to the context of the reading that you're doing in that particular storyline. And there are still types and shadows that are very important and such like that. But Jesus came and he made it very clear, you know. It is said in your writings that you can do this, but I say... See, Jesus overrode it with the new covenant. All right, this time the doggone audio director not only cut out on me, but it also failed to throw up the nice little splash screen on my computer, so I didn't even notice it. But anyway, Jesus, the new covenant is king. The new covenant is, why do you think it is that a lot of times missionaries and other folks, if they're going to take a choice of anything that they're going to pass out to the people from, you know, Namibia or whatever that they're trying to reach, it's invariably going to be the New Testament for all the right reasons. I'm not saying the Old Testament is, I think Psalms and Proverbs are unbelievably amazing. I think there are lessons to be learned in virtually every book of the Bible. Good grief. I'm trying to get this sweater off because I've been so cold this morning. It's 63 degrees. I'm going to have to stand up to take this sweater off. This is driving me nuts. Hold on a second. Hallelujah. All right. I'm standing up and taking off my sweater here. It was great when it was feeling good, but it ain't feeling good no more. All right. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, I successfully tossed it over on the chair finally after wrestling to get it off. But for some reason this morning, I was just so cold. I was literally physically shivering. So I guess my blood has gotten so Florida thin or whatever that, I just get cold really easy. So 63 down here to me is like, but I can go to cold places and it doesn't bother me. I can go to Alaska in a second, it wouldn't bother me because I have really big, fluffy, thick, downy coats and stuff. So anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go ahead and move on through some of this news and just touch bases with it. And remember to dwell in the place of the secret place of the Most High. Please remember that if we want to have God's angels lift us up, lest we dash our foot against a stone, we're going to have to deal with 1,000 dying to our left and 10,000 to our right. We got to understand that this is God. This is our Father, and he's taking care of the prophecies in the Bible. We got to hang in there. But we don't need to and shan't, should not be part of it. Praise God. When we allow ourselves to empathize, when we allow ourselves to do like I do, then we're going to cry. Well, let's hope that we do. Or let's hope that we feel the love of Jesus in our hearts, that we pray for everybody and remember asking the Father to forgive them no matter how evil they are and awaken them. Because God our Father would not want one to perish. And on that note, tally-ho. Thank you.
not normal.
All righty. And one last reminder out there for those who are hoping that I might be able to resurrect some of the really old Zen Garcia works. I'm just going to say the likelihood is very low, so please don't get your heart set on it. But if it happens, I'll be happy to send out a notification of glory to everybody that's on the email list at tribulationnow.com. All that being said, pass them around, pass the emails around. They're highly portable. It's easier to pass around than it was when it was at Blog Talk Radio, and you can touch people's lives, and especially the unbelievers who want to know about this stuff, because they got questions that can't be answered by churchianity. And also the new believers that know that their questions will not be answered by churchianity either. All right, so spread them around. Praise God. We're already seeing a noteworthy increase, and I want to see as many people touched as I possibly can. If I'm going to stick my neck out on the chopping block, thinking that, you know, and being completely dependent on our Heavenly Father's divine protection, then let's all do it. Let's get together. Let's throw the word around. And if you think I'm a raving lunatic, that's perfectly fine too. It's part of the deal. If I had a penny for every person that came back to me 3 years later and said, "Oh boy, I thought you were a nutbag," but anyway, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Now, on the top of the list is there are reports coming in, for what it's worth, of a large. Now, what does that mean? A large? I don't know. It's ambiguous, but a large United States military convoy. Arriving in the, I don't know if it's town, city, whatever the case is, Hasaka region of Syria, wherever that may be. So evidently, the rumors that we were hearing, I was hearing them, of the United States pulling out of Syria and Donald Trump was making phone calls and all this kind of stuff, which I was like, I don't really think that's happening. Sure enough, we're starting to see reports right now of large military convoys moving in. So if there's one, there's others. So they're getting ready for the big thing. Remember that Operation Desert Storm, when they wiped out Iraq after Netanyahu threw a fit and all this kind of stuff. I mean, the interconnection of the things that we're seeing now, we know more now than we knew before. But all it requires us to do is to put an additional effort in and divorce ourselves from all things of the earth and swoon in the presence of the Stargate of Glory through praise and worship. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Put on that praise music. Demons can't stand it. It'll automatically clean your house, turn it up loud, and give glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, the next one up. All right, so I'm just going to read this to you because Sister Vera from Ontario sent it in, and she felt pretty passionate that this is a big deal, and it probably is. I don't know. I haven't looked at it yet. So basically, a lot of these I haven't even seen. So according to this particular headline from a site that appears to be, well, it's the Epoch Times, and most of us have heard of it. You do got to pay like $7 a month to be able to read the whole article, so everybody wants your money. You can't do anything for free anymore. Nothing. They'll use something as a loss leader, and they'll throw you a biscuit and say, "Look, this is free." And then when you arrive, you're like, "Wait a minute, it's not as free as I thought." But we all know about that, right, kids? Don't we? Okay, you guys are just agreeing with me. That's not right. You guys, you get everything from your parents, and you're not spending any money anyway. So you need to give credit where credit is due. I know, big bummer. And thank you, Spanky, for not holding up any secret signs. All right, praise God. Headline coming right up now. Thank you, Jesus. Second Moon. And thank you, Sister Vera, for this. Second Moon orbits, this is from Epoch Times, and they're pretty reputable. They do a little bit of back-checking. And Second Moon orbits the Earth and getting stuck in the planet's gravity, and here's where it came from. And the nuts and bolts of this article, I'll spare you all the ifs, ands, buts, and special names that they've given it. 2024 PTS and all that other stuff. And they're saying that the orbit around the Earth, it got caught in the Earth's orbit, and it's basically going to last barely 24 hours. So by now, It is the probability that it has jettisoned out into outer space already is very high. But it is fascinating that multiple moons was a prophecy from Dr. David O'Rourke and others as well, long before the Stanley Frodsham seducing spirits had been released upon the Earth and caused us great confusion amongst the people that we oftentimes refer to as prophets. You have to really know your Bible to know whether or not they're on target or not. And there's a lot that aren't on target. They hit once on, there's a saying, even a blind man hits a home run every once in a while. We need to know our Bible. But I know it gets a little tricky. Also, if I do a series on Angel Wars, Luciferian Rebellion, who are we, our pre-existence, incarnation versus reincarnation, and all the things that give you the answer for the people that cannot accept the Bible as being the truth. If I do a series on that, unfortunately, unless by some miracle I'm able to resurrect some of the old stuff from Zen back in 2010 and such, which is doubtful, but could happen, then you're just going to have to take my word on it, because what I can't do is what Zen could do, is he would read passages from the various books of the Apocrypha. I can refer you to books, but I'll just tell you what I think. And I will also say that if you give any credibility whatsoever to 7,000-plus radio shows, experts that have been on ancient aliens, books that have been read, documentaries that have been read, time that I spent with Zen, time that I spent with Dr. Jerry, I'm forgetting his last name, but Dr. Jerry from up in Edmonton, Canada. If you give credit to any of that, then I guess I'm sort of like the George Norrie of a lot of this stuff. And I learned it, and when I learned it, it opened up the onion, and I started peeling back the layers of the onion, bought a book on my own, bought my own documentaries, and dug in deeper, and gone where no man has gone before. All right, enough of that.
This is disturbing.
You are correct, Pastor Paul. It is disturbing. All right, let's go back to the rest of the news. We're running out of time. We're at the 42-second mark. And, of course, I may or may not have mentioned that Audio Director is not throwing up the big splash screen anymore for some reason, which means that my eye may not see it stop working. And that is not a happy thing. All right, so anyway, hi, Deal. All right, so next up on the list is a person had posted out there. I thought it was kind of odd because there were three places that were identified in Rachel Baxter's, you know, prophecy that said an event will occur that will start World War III and there is no stopping it. Well, she had mentioned Chicago, Miami, and she had mentioned also, goodness gracious, if I can remember it. It was a major West Coast city, but anyway, we'll leave it at that. So it's important to take note that in this particular case, a person is saying, I'm not sure what's happening over Miami right now, but if I were one to welcome the new, you know, and it says, I don't know why it's the sentence is so poorly written, but it says, but I, for one, welcome the new alien leaders. Okay. Yeah, that's the right sound effect for sure. Praise God. And that is the predominant thought stream that it's embedded in people's hearts and minds. And I can only imagine what's going to be said by those who think they're Christians or are just part of the family. The twist of the family, I'll give you a short version of it so that you know the inside story, other than the fact that they have trillions of dollars of lobbying money and can control anybody that they want to control, and that the Antichrist was a part of the family, which I think speaks volumes, but also the fact that all they do is they do a lot of bad things, but one thing in particular is they twist Romans 13. And they say, because of Romans 13, you are all chosen by God. And I'm like, oh, that is the biggest lie from the bowels of the pit of hell. But anyway, of course, God appoints good and evil, which is what we should see in our Holy Bible. In Ecclesiastes 7:14, it makes this very, very clear. All right. And as it turns out, Magnetic North is drifting further and faster. 30 miles per year, Magnetic North. But what's really weird is it's going back in the other direction now. Yep, it had been drifting for years and years and years and years and years. For example, I have a book, World in Peril, which is a collector's item, no longer in print. I have it when it cost a little bit of money. Now it costs a lot of bit of money. But you know what? Guess what? We'll just say the meandering of Magnetic North has changed. And now the tilt of the Earth is actually heading back to the old location for Magnetic North, give or take a few hundred miles, perhaps. Very interesting, but not surprising to those of us who understand Nibiru, understand its incredible magnetic pull, which would be interpreted clearly as gravity. And no surprise, we would expect anomalies like that, as there's a constant rotational periodicity of all of the planets of Nibiru and all of the planets that are in our solar system. And Nibiru's solar system came up from the south, which makes it even more confusing. You're not going to be able to nail it down. It's happenstance, if you catch it at all. All right, praise God, but there's no excuse. They know. The forces of darkness know. They were murdering people in the 90s. They murdered Admiral Harrington, the top dog at the United States Naval Observatory, a very, very, arguably the world's greatest and most prestigious position for an astronomer. And he said, I'm going to retire and pack up my telescope, and I am going to head to Antarctica, and I am going to watch for the approach of Nibiru. And something to the effect of about 90 days later, he died of a fast-acting cancer. But he's just one of many examples of dead scientists. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Next one up. All right, so we got Magnetic North covered already. Oh, Iranian Defense Minister in Dynamics says something big is brewing. Something big is brewing. Sorry, I got cut off again. Didn't notice it. But anyway, they got a video here of all these generals and very higher ups in Iran putting together a plan. And they're claiming, this particular person, Canadian Prepper, is telling everybody, something big is brewing. And of course, when you combine it with the large groups of United States military personnel and equipment moving into that area, it makes one say, All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Next one up. Praise you, Lord. All right, so let me go ahead and put a little marker here so I don't get lost in this ocean of information. Everything is ready for the operation. All that remains is to give the order and start, says the commander-in-chief of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, otherwise known as Iran. So again, there are continuous, and I do mean continuous, every probably 8 posts on Twitter has, depending on how finely tuned your feed is, people in very higher up places or insiders reporting that we ran across this before, but sure enough, when they did report they were going to attack, they did eventually. We don't know when. All right, praise God. But those reports are coming out constantly, and this is all pre-election period. Another headline reads, Hezbollah began striking Israel energy infrastructure. They targeted a gas facility belonging to the IOF in Haifa. Now, I have looked at some of the videos of the attacks that are coming back on Israel, and they're horrific. And evidently, according to reports, Israel's taking a lot of losses. A lot. So this is escalating, clear as a bell. And also, when you consider World War III, when you consider the Trump cabinet picks, when you consider all the dynamics, it's going forward according to plan. Nothing has changed. Praise God. All right, we're out of here. Once World War III goes fully hot and that big copper ball spaced rivet covered spaceship Death Star spaceship thing shows up in the sky and all the TVs are trained worldwide on that thing, that supposedly is a 3 to 4 week warning for us to get ready to be evacuated from this earth as part of the barley harvest. Praise God. We want to make the barley harvest. We don't want to be here for the wheat harvest. I'm not even going to go into all the horrible things that are going to happen. Nevertheless, the global earthquake, the meteor striking, the mega tsunamis, the billions of people that are killed, don't even go there. Horrible stuff. We don't want to be part of that. We want to be part of the barley harvest. Thank you, Jesus. Next one up. Okay, so the CDC has confirmed the first U.S. case of, it says, clade mpox. Now, they like to give fancy names for things that they have resurrected and, you know, all that kind of weirdness. I don't even want to get into it. It upsets me and, you know, makes my heart, you know, I lost a relative. I don't even want to think about it. So anyway, but the monkeypox is not the monkeypox. The monkeypox is the smallpox. No, it wasn't eradicated. They keep these things in vials inside of level 4 biohazard labs. All right, all that being said, bada bing, bada boom, next one up. Oh, and by the way, that smallpox case was in California. Rot-row. So they say it came from Eastern Africa all the way to California. Or did it? And are there going to be reports of lots of more of it all over the United States and different countries? How are they releasing it? We don't know. Is it chemtrails? Is it mosquitoes? Is it Bill Gates himself teleporting himself through some astral projection and satanic ritual ceremony into your bedroom at night? Not if you're protected by God and his angels. That's why it's important to pray every day. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. All right, praise God. I'm watching the time. I'm only down about 9 minutes. It keeps it to an hour. Thank you, Jesus. The CDC has confirmed. We got that one. 17 drugs, most potentially toxic to the liver, identified, according to a Penn State study. I'm not going to get into the depth of that one. Jerusalem Post says that Jewish teens were arrested for brutally raping a small child in Israel. Now, that should not be a big surprise if we have any even small understanding of what's written in the Babylonian Talmud. Praise God. Dan Blitzerian, my take is that I think everybody, including the Jews, should be horrified of what's written in the Talmud. And I could play Dan's dissertation on that, but I think we know enough to know that we need to pray real hard. But there's a whole lot more that we need to put. I don't like to leave out the people in Sumatra, Papua New Guinea, Tasmania, New Zealand, Namibia, Mozambique, Ecuador, Bolivia. I don't like to leave those people out. They count as much to Jesus as anyone else. So if you're inclined to pray for whoever you're inclined to pray for, go ahead and do it. That's what you're inclined to do. But I personally am inclined to pray for the downtrodden, the dejected, the people who have never heard the word given to them in a way that helps them to understand the mysteries of the Bible, the things that cause most people to reject churchianity. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Next one up. Trump's new national security advisor wants to ramp up the Russian sanctions and allow Ukraine bombs long distance to reach further and deep inside of Russia. Trump's pick. Imagine that. No surprises for this guy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Next one up. Trump, under full control of the Kabbalah, says, my first week back into the Oval Office, my administration will inform every college president that if you do not end anti-Semitic propaganda, they will lose their accreditation and federal funding. I didn't write it, but I do believe it's true. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Kim Jong-un orders mass production of kamikaze drones. So one more piece to the risk game of World War III. And we're getting real close, folks, and that should be all that matters. We're getting close to our departure. Praise Jesus. Hang in there. Be strong. Start lifting weights or something. Get yourself some dumbbells or whatever and, you know, pump up that blood. You know, it does. It decreases stress. It decreases heartbreak and everything else under the sun, if you can. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Double checking to make sure I didn't get cut off again. European anti-Semitism surges. Dutch police continue to arrest pro-Palestinian protesters. But it's not that way everywhere in Spain. They're like, no, 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 no. As a matter of fact, there's an ever-increasing coalition of countries that are speaking out against what's happening in Gaza. Simple as that. I'll leave it alone. There you have it. Exiled Ukrainian member of parliament explains Kiev's church crackdown and how horrible it is. They're literally shutting down every single church. There's no place for worshipers to worship God. It's actually very sad. And now they've started attacks on Odessa, which is awful. Tatiana, who's been a friend of mine for a long, long time, she knows I'm praying for her mother, who lives in Odessa. And it kind of broke my heart to see the missiles flying. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Next one up. Boeing laying off 17,000 people following a major strike, according to Business Woes. Okay, another headline. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Pentagon is scrambling to wipe out evidence of DEI as Trump readies to fire woke generals. So is all this stuff happening? Yeah, probably so. Probably so. Does that mean that the Antichrist and the forces of darkness, the global satanic crime syndicate, have stopped their evil planning to prevent Donald Trump from entering into the White House? Highly likely not. It is very, very, very likely that they have evil plans stacked up. Plan C, Plan B, Plan F, Plan G, Plan Q, Plan P. That's just how the Illuminati operate. And yes, I'm having another indigestion attack. Praise God. And if I take any more medication, there'll be side effects. Okay, so it goes on. The headlines go on to say, China opens a huge port in Peru and extending the reach all the way, their reach all the way to Latin America. So is anybody surprised about that? They've been doing this kind of stuff very quietly, very under the table. Africa, they're all over Africa, all over the, mines that mine extremely rare elements that are needed for military equipment and cell phones and all that kind of stuff. So again, no surprise. It shouldn't be a single surprise. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. According to this particular article, it says, go bags, passports, foreign assets, prepare to be a target of Trump's revenge. So again, this particular paradigm whereby Trump and his cabinet is going to levy a vengeful, tit for tat, is you can't get away from it. I mean, literally everywhere you look, it's like, oh, they're going to arrest Fauci. Oh, they're going to arrest this person. Oh, they're going to arrest that person. Oh, they're going to arrest Gates. Oh, they're going to do this. They're going to set every record straight and everything like that. And I think it's a big, I think that even if that were true, I think that they would meet with very noteworthy and humiliating surprises along the way. Now, this particular headline, Trump tells Speaker Mike Johnson to pass a bill declaring his new presidential term to start retroactively all the way back to the actual vote in November 5th and 6th. All right. So again, will that happen? We don't know. Is Johnson a good guy? Well, he's voted for surveillance, passed a lot of bills that powerfully indicate he is part of the darkness. All right. And if they're part of the family, they don't think they're part of the darkness. And you'll see them laying arm in arm on the floor of the house, and they're all praying with all kinds of church leaders and such like that. But they're really part of the darkness. Democrats are openly rejecting the democratic results of the election and are forming a shadow government to work against the will of the American people, according to this report. And indeed they are. There are conspiracies that are happening inside the Pentagon. There are conspiracies that are happening amongst virtually every group. It's all over the place. They're still counting fake ballots right now in Pennsylvania to take away the one of the seats in either the House or the Senate for a Republican. They already done it to Kerry Lake in Arizona. There's another place in California I think they're working on. So, yes, they are changing the balance of Republican control in the House and the Senate on purpose. So nothing is as it seems. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let me take a look at some of these other ones. Oh, yeah, and of course, don't forget, and it's hard for me sometimes to remember where I cut off from, because we're doing lots of little 15-minute segments instead of big, long shows, which are easy for people, and a lot of people have been very happy. So anyway, on that note, we're at the one-hour mark. We have indeed hit that point whereby we've covered, you know, the most important stuff that seems to be happening right now. I say seems to be happening right now. One thing that we know for sure, if you go to tribulationnow.com and you sign up or tell people to sign up there or look at some of the articles, some of the stuff I put up there is absolutely mind-bending. Trump's reptilian eye, pictures of Nibiru, people floating around behind shopping carts weirdly in malls, strange palm branches moving right through tree trunks. I mean, there's all kinds of creepy, weird, strange anomalies that are taking place. Don't forget about all the UAP speak. Everybody's talking about the aliens. Everybody's talking about the aliens. Everybody's talking about the aliens. And that has a lot to do with our Holy Bible. Isaiah 13 is all about the aliens. God sends some specific ones to earth to levy judgment upon it. Okay, and then, of course, you have that same dynamic unfolding in Joel 2, but people misappropriate it. They don't understand that these are otherworldly beings. But when you compare it to simple scriptures like those that were given to the prophet Esdras in 2 Esdras 15, verse 28, where the dragons of Arabia come to the earth and all those who fear them will fear and tremble, flying like eagles on the wind. On what? Spaceships. And then the Carmagians will come and rage against them. Who are the Carmagians? I don't know who they are, but there are going to be wars in the heavens, and they're going to be visible to people on earth. Things are going to get really weird really soon, but guess what? These all herald in. They herald in our immediate departure from this earth. Glory to God. There is nothing more awesome to look forward to than ruling and reigning with Jesus Christ over all of creation. Take a moment today to look at some of the space telescope photos and understand that that is the kingdom of God. That is where we will be ruling and reigning with our King Jesus. And to just imagine that, without even playing the testimony of Odin Hetrick, who was taken into a special room by the Lord in his city mansion and presented a female and male alien being. And Odin Hetrick said to the Lord, Father, or Lord, Spirit of God, I don't belong here. He's afraid. He's probably shivering, I would guess. And the Spirit of God said to him, not until you learn your lesson. What could that be about? Ruling and reigning with Jesus. Take a look out into the universe. See how awesome it is. Can you imagine what's ahead of us? I know we got some things that aren't as, you know, new millennium. Some of that stuff is kind of icky. But anyway, just remember that the New Jerusalem is adorned as a bride. Does that mean that the bride transformed gets to stay in the massive New Jerusalem while all that's going on? I'm hoping so. I believe so. But anyway, praise God. Thank you for joining us for whether it's day, night, evening, wherever you are, Bangladesh, Sumatra, Borneo, Norway, Switzerland, wherever. Folks, let's do our job for the Lord Jesus and help save the souls of those who are disillusioned by churchianity and send these out to people, because those links work for everybody. And then they too can create YouTube channels and websites and disparage me for a while until they figure out that, maybe some of that stuff was right. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, anything that was incorrect or slightly askew to your holy harmony, the harmony of your holy will, we pray it will just slide off into a deep blue sea of your forgiveness and forgetfulness. Father, we pray that you will blot out our transgressions, blot out our iniquity as you have promised, as we seek you, because we know that we are all dripping in it. And our biggest challenge is to recognize and to make changes in our lives, and to pray fervently that you will help us. Anoint us with your patience, anoint us with your strength, and help us to see how blessed we are to be a part of the people of God on the days such as today. Praise God for all of you. Thank you for your contributions to the kingdom. We're all in this together.
Unchanging, untainted, perfect in all your ways.